We are back now with the Here and Now DJ sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Steve Sterek is host at Classical Minnesota Public Radio, and he also works with NPR's Choral Stream. That's a 24/7 stream of choral music, and he's with us from St. Paul, Minnesota. Steve, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
And you're going to take us through some classic choral pieces, and then we'll hear some newer, more contemporary pieces. But let's start with the late Swiss composer Frank Martin. This is a mass called Kyrie, and it's sung here by the Dale Warland Singers. Tell us about this piece.
This work by Frank Martin was written when Martin was a young man, and he described it late in life as a kind of personal postcard to the divine. It's just filled with a kind of, well, you can almost smell the incense, I think, when you listen to this piece.
And I understand this is written, by the way, for multiple choirs.
Two choirs. They go back and forth in this work, each kind of singing to the other, and it's the audience that gets the full effect of that kind of antiphonal quality. Just glorious stuff.
And I understand that you are one of the singers in this choir.
Now, I didn't choose this piece because I'm on the recording, but I did sing with the Dale Warland Singers for about 9 or 10 seasons. The Dale Warland Singers are no longer together. It was a professional choral ensemble, one of many professional choral ensembles in the Twin Cities, St. Paul and Minneapolis.
Well, let's listen to another from the Dale Warland Singers. This is a work by the late Stephen Paulus. This is The Road Home.
Tell me where is the road.
Tell us about this piece.
Stephen Paulus is a very important composer for choral singers, especially here in the Upper Midwest. He was the founder of the American Composers Forum and has written not just wonderful choral pieces. As you can hear, there's a lovely lilting melody. There's so much of that kind of thing in Stephen Paulus's music. He passed away recently, and that's one of the reasons why I chose this piece. There's a line in The Road Home. The poet is Michael Dennis Brown. He collaborated with Stephen Paulus for a couple of decades. But there's a line in this piece that says, "There's no such beauty as where you belong." I just can't say that line and hear this piece without kind of just choking up a little bit. It just has that kind of welcoming spirit to it. And it has that spirit no matter how many times you hear it.
Well, we said we were going to listen also to some new up-and-coming composers, and I want to move to that now. This is J. Aaron McDermid. This piece is Wind, and it's sung by the National Lutheran Choir.
Thank you.
Steve, what do you like about this piece?
Well, J. Aird McDermott uses a lot of what in choral singing is sometimes called crunchy chords. There are a lot of extra notes in the chord so that the music just seems to shimmer. But there's a section also towards the middle of this piece where the choir starts to sing very softly and two sopranos come in. And when they make that swoop from the low notes to the high notes, the world changes. I can't say it any other way. It's like going in The Wizard of Oz from the section that's black and white to suddenly you're in live Technicolor.
Well, you also wanted us to know about Grammy Award-winning composer and conductor Eric Whitaker. Here is Lux Aurumque. Now, Steve, the interesting thing about this is what we're listening to here is Eric Whitaker's virtual choir, right?
That's correct. He has been able to generate enough enthusiasm for his music where he has invited folks to sing along together throughout the entire world. So there are a number of people who live in North America, Europe, Asia, and they're able to tune in their computers and sing their part along with all the other parts, which are coming from various parts of the world.
And what does that do to the music, do you think?
What it does to the music is connect people in a way that they've never been connected before. Even if you're sitting in your room, but you're hearing someone else across the world also singing the same piece, you make a connection that is palpable. You're making a connection through music that you can't make in any other art form, I don't think. You're sharing the air with other people around the world and making something beautiful.
So do you think this is the future of choral music, this kind of thing?
I don't necessarily think so. I think that it becomes maybe more than a novelty item, but there's nothing like going to a live performance or sitting actually next to someone and joining in singing and making something beautiful. The virtual choirs really grab people's attention because if you're a young guy or a young gal and you love singing, and maybe there's not a whole lot of folks around you that like singing, you're able to make an artistic connection with someone around the world. And hopefully that inspires more singing, and that inspires folks to get together a little closer to home, to really enjoy the art of singing together.
Steve Sterik, host at Classical Minnesota Public Radio, thanks so much for joining us.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And you can hear all our DJ session picks on our Spotify playlist. That's on Spotify. Just search for NPR Here and Now.
And we'll post our piece with Eric Whitaker talking about his global choir at hereandnow.org.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.